USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Bidens are heading to London Saturday for the funeral of Queen Elizabeth. The state funeral is set for Monday in London's historic Westminster Abbey. The Queen's body is lying in state, and the lines for those waiting to view the casket have stretched several miles. The White House is sending more of your tax dollars to Ukraine. Speaking during Friday's White House briefing, National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications, John Kirby, discusses the latest round of assistance.
Last night, we announced our 21st package of security assistance using presidential drawdown authorities. This is a $600 million package that includes ammunition for those HIMARS systems that you're all familiar with now, the high-mobility artillery rocket systems, tens of thousands of artillery rounds, additional counter-unmanned aerial systems and mine-clearing equipment, small arms and ammunition. There's a lot more in the package.
Republicans are sounding the alarm on the deadly drug fentanyl and its presence in the United States, with authorities seizing thousands of pills at a time at the southern border, as a string of fentanyl overdoses remains a national pattern. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez is introducing legislation with Florida Senator Marco Rubio to normalize felony murder charges for the illegal distribution of fentanyl.
It's about time we add some teeth into these laws, because all that is happening is more fentanyl is coming over, people are getting slaps on the wrist, and it's a wrong approach.
Republicans and Democrats are receiving fairly even support among voters ahead of November's midterm elections. Roughly 46% of respondents in the New York Times Siena College poll said they would back the Democratic candidate for Congress. That compares to 44% for Republicans. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is asking the Justice Department to investigate whether the actions of some states may be illegal regarding the relocation of illegal immigrants. In a letter to the Attorney General, Newsom is urging the DOJ to investigate whether the alleged fraudulent inducement would support charges of kidnapping under relevant state laws. This coming on the heels of Texas recently sending buses filled with illegal immigrants to just outside the Naval Observatory in Washington, D.C., where Vice President Kamala Harris lives. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he's looked into the laws, adding the Lone Star State is law-abiding.
Well, as a reminder, I'm the former Attorney General in Texas, as well as a former Texas Supreme Court Justice. I know the law very well, and what we've done in the state of Texas is follow the law to the T to make sure that everything that we've done comports with the federal law.
A software company is buying one of its competitors.
In another display of a corporation eating up its competition, Adobe Incorporated will buy collaboration software company Figma for about $20 billion. That's with a B. It's the biggest deal in their history to acquire a small but fast-growing rival that the tech giant hopes will give it better access to a larger group of customers. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
O'Reilly. Improve fuel mileage with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system can increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage. Get Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner starting at $9.99 and earn 10 times O Rewards points on your purchase. Get the most out of every gallon. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop O'ReillyAuto.com today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.